If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Genesis chapter 41, verses 38 through 44. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a man like this, a man in whom the Spirit of God resides?" He dangles the participle, but we're not going to do that. He says in verse 39, "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all of this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according unto your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh took off his ring, put it on Joseph's hand, put on his clothes, and put him in some fine linen threads, and put a gold chain around his neck. I'm telling you, rappers had nothing on Joseph. The brother had linen clothes, and he had a gold chain around his neck. I'm telling you. He was wearing gold long before NWA. And then he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he, Pharaoh, made Joseph ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." Now, I'm going to tell you something. That 1 John 5 says that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. I'm showing you in Genesis 41, 38 through 44, Joseph was an overcomer. Joseph became the number two man in Egypt. And Pharaoh said, "Nobody will be able to do anything in town unless you allow it." Lord, have mercy. He said, "Only in the throne will I be great." In other words, only my position will be greater than yours. Joseph was an overcomer. But here was a man who overcame adversity. He overcame turmoil. He overcame jealousy from his siblings. He overcame prison. He overcame slavery. He overcame fear. He overcame being lied on. He didn't let any of that stuff stop him, because an overcomer, the first characteristic of an overcomer is that they have a vision. That's why I told you, you got to write down your vision. Even Habakkuk says, write it down and make it plain. Don't go through life without a written goal. Put something down, pen to paper, and show God that you believe that he has something greater than where you are. You didn't come into this world a failure. You ought not leave it a failure. You ought to leave it better than when you came in. In fact, you ought to leave the world better than when you found it. That's how you know it's a real dream. Because people hate it. You see, whenever God starts doing something, people come against it. They think they're fighting for God. They think they're coming against something, and they wind up losing what God wanted to do because they're looking at it from a human perspective. You see, just because something looks bad doesn't mean that it is. You've allowed yourself to believe what the negative people said rather than submit it to God and let him change it. You see, because I'm going to tell you that there was a time in the history of this great country that slavery was viewed as a good thing. And people even used the Bible to justify it. Oh, yes, they did. But there's not a one of us sitting in here in the 21st century that would let anyone put us into that type of oppressive slavery ever again. You see, because there were some people who said, just because people are saying this is right doesn't make it right. And then on the other hand, we have to have somebody who's bold enough to say, God told me to do this, and everybody else may say that it's wrong, but that doesn't make it wrong. You see, when God begins to take you down a road and he does something, you heard our dear sister, she said, one of the things that brings anxiety is change. People don't like change. And whenever something comes to rock it, immediately we begin to look for ways to demonize it. All of a sudden, this is demonic. All of a sudden, this is wrong. No, there's nothing wrong with this. What's wrong is your view. You think that you're right only because you heard 15 or 20 people say that you're right. But you see, we, the Christian, live on the crux of knowing that when God tells us to do something, we're going to be right regardless of what the crowd says. You got to have, you see, an overcomer has to have the ability to say, God told me this was right. And so I don't care what everybody else says. God told me this was right. God told Joseph, your brothers are going to bow to you. Joseph thought, since they're my brothers, they ought to be encouraged. But no, people don't stand with you when you challenge what they believe. They become angry, argumentative. They begin to demonize it just because they don't understand it. But I serve a God who doesn't care what the masses say. Overcomers, they have a vision. His brothers were angry when he told them of that vision. Listen, don't let the haters stop your vision. Now, he needs a vision, right? Look at Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. Nehemiah says, then I said unto them, you see the distress that we're in, how Jerusalem lies waste and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more reproach. You see, a vision. Nehemiah had a vision. He said, let's rebuild Jerusalem so that the world won't look at us and say, where is their God? Amen. Do you not know the world is looking at us? Yes, they are. Do you know they think we're just a bunch of jokes? Yes, that's why when the comedians go out and they do their act, they always joke about us. They act like they're speaking in our tongue. You don't see them doing that to Catholics and Muslims, see, because we're a joke. And so Nehemiah says, we got to get back down there and rebuild the wall so that we don't be a reproach anymore, so that the world won't look at us and say there's nothing to it. They look at us and all we're doing is rolling on the floor and speaking in tongues and acting deep when we ought to be walking in power. And I'm talking about the, Lord have mercy, I'm talking about the kind of power that the devil knows is on you. Amen. Amen. You ought to have such power coming off of you that folks look at you strange. But don't get upset about it. Look back at them. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Oh, glory to God. Demon-possessed people ought to be uncomfortable around us. They shouldn't be able to sit next to us on the bus and continue their demonized activity. They ought to get nervous when you walk into a room because you're moving in dunamis power. You've got a power that shakes his kingdom. You've got a power that casts him out. We need power. 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 Bible said when Jesus was on the boat and he reached the shores of Gadara, and when he reached the shores, it said the man that was demon possessed ran from the graveyard down to where Jesus was. He said, have you come to torment us before our time? Jesus says, shut your mouth. He said, in fact, tell me your name. He said, we are legion, for we are many. And a legion is 6,000. That man had 6,000 demons in it. And he began to entreat Jesus. He said, Jesus said, come out of that man. He said, can we go into those pigs? He said, yeah, go into them chitlins. And don't forget the hot sauce. And they ran into the chitlins, and all the pigs went down the hill. Let me tell you something. You say, first of all, there's some legitimate questions you have to answer. The land of the Gadarenes was the land of the nation of Gad. But the Gadarenes had moved themselves away, farther away from Jerusalem than any other tribe. They had begun to backslide. This is how you know they had backslid. They were raising pigs. They had unclean animals, secret sin. But God will not only use the devil to build you up, he'll also use him to expose you. And so when he told that demon to come out, all 6,000 of them, he said, go into those pigs. They had no business with the pigs anyway. So God will sometimes allow negative things to hit an overcomer. But overcomer, let me tell you, when God exposes stuff, don't run away crying. Come down to the altar and say, thank you, Lord. You're cleaning me up. You're getting me free. You're purging my life. You're doing it for a closer walk. You're doing it for a more powerful visitation. Hallelujah. You ladies, you daughters of God, be overcomers in your sexuality. Don't become a desperate church woman. Fall into the capricious desires of every whimsical pair of britches that comes in the church. Keep your dignity. Walk like the queen that you are. Don't give up the goodies without the marriage license. Hold off until you get his name. He can't give you his name. He don't see your shame. I'm a poet and know it. Never lower yourself to get into physical altercations over some man. If he wants somebody else, let that man go. Don't lower your dignity. He can't promise you what he can't give you. Have a vision. See yourself high and above all this foolishness. Don't get anxious. God's got somebody for you. You wait on the Lord and be of good courage. God, if he has to bring him in from Sacramento, California, if he has to tell you to drive down to the airport and pick him up, God will bring somebody to you. Don't you lose heart. Don't you give up. You're an overcoming queen. Don't you slip back. While you're single, get yourself a college degree. While you're single, get yourself a job. While you're single, get yourself a house. Be the best you can. Don't present yourself as a victim. You're a queen. Amen. But I'm telling you, a real man wants a queen. He wants somebody with dignity, who knows how to carry herself, who knows how to wait while he opens the door, who knows how to not hunt him down by calling him every 5 minutes, who knows how to ignore his page sometimes to make him hungry, who knows how to pray when he don't know how to pray, who knows how to fast when he doesn't know how to fast, who knows where the Bible verses are when he can't even spell Zechariah. Who knows how to fry chicken and bake biscuits. Amen.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10315P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.